a little bit back to normal. Celebrations, things, visiting places, going, like going to a museum, an art museum as well. And Allen Memorial Art Museum is our topic for this morning. We're happy to have on the line with us one of the curators of an exhibition going on, Alexandra Letvin. Good morning, Alexandra. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. I see from my notes here they said you were in Arkansas this morning, so we appreciate you getting up early to chat with us. But what are you doing down south?
Yeah, no problem. It's definitely a little bit muggy here, but not raining like it sounds like it is up in Ohio. I'm at the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art on a three-week fellowship, which gives me the chance to do some research into some American paintings in the Allen's collection and to talk to colleagues here and kind of get to see what they're doing at their museum and get some ideas for how we might want to, you know, make changes and think about our collection at the Allen.
How do you do research for art here at Allen down there? What information do they have, or how is their story, you know, what's that like, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it is tricky because, you know, you have to have a really good picture in your mind of what the paintings that you're working on look like. Luckily, I also have, you know, high-res images and things like that. But they have a great library here. And really, more than anything, it's the opportunity to see what colleagues in the field are doing. You know, in Ohio, we get to see what our colleagues around the state are doing, but it's nice to get a sense of what our colleagues in Arkansas are doing. And so really, it's a fantastic collection of American art down here. So it's really exciting to get to see that.
Wow. And I guess in some places, if you get a good relationship with the different museums, sometimes you can borrow art from them, I suppose, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about what's going on now at the Allen Memorial Art Museum, something that you're very proud of, that you're the curator for this exhibition, Mobility and Exchange, 1600 to 1800. Sort of sounds like a little bit of a dry headline. That's all I'm going to say that. But it's fascinating for what that means. But talk about mobility, exchange, and how that applies to the art that is there and the very special piece that's being displayed.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked about that. It's true. It is kind of an academic headline. Maybe we get away with it because we're at an academic institution. But the centerpiece of the installation is this really wonderful, fascinating portrait miniature painted by a woman artist named Giovanna Garzoni in 1635, and it depicts a black sitter. It's actually the earliest known European portrait miniature to depict a black sitter. And what's really fascinating about it is that we actually know a huge amount about the sitter and his travels. And he traveled all the way from Ethiopia up to Cairo to Jerusalem and then across Europe, which was really unusual at the time. And the artist, Giovanna Garzoni, also really traveled a huge amount, especially for a woman at her time. And she was traveling throughout the course of Europe. And so the installation takes the story that's encapsulated in this miniature and asks, how do other works in our collection tell similar stories about the movement of people and ideas and goods at this time? And often in ways that we might, you know, be surprised by, things that are not very obvious on the surface. But if we dig a little deeper, we can find these stories.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Also, the representation of the black sitter, as you call him, Zaga Christ, I believe, is the gentleman who's the portrait of it. Very realistic like, not so much sometimes a stereotypical. Talk a little bit about that and also maybe how that played and you know, how this came to be in that way.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So usually at this time, European images of black figures are pretty stereotypical. So we might see images of the Adoration of the Three Kings, where one of the kings or magi is black. And then we often see, you know, a wealthy white person with a black servant or an enslaved person. But we don't often see such sensitive portraits. And I think in the case of Giovanna Garzoni, and this is in part just kind of speculation, but in the case of this miniature, you have two figures, both the artist and the sitter, who really are outsiders to typical European elite networks. On the one hand, you have a woman who has worked really hard to get to this point and to navigate these court networks. And then on the other hand, you have this sitter from Ethiopia who is kind of constantly reimagining himself and negotiating throughout these different cultures. And to me, that's part of the story of the miniature and why it's such a sensitive image, is that, you know, perhaps the artist really saw in the sitter something that she recognized in herself.
What is the history of these miniature portraits? Was this a trend? Was this a long-term thing? What was the reason for such a, you know, when you think of a portrait, we think, okay, we're going to take up a wall space here. What's the size of this? What's the size, actual size of this miniature?
Oh, it is tiny. It is, I think, 2 2¾ inches by 1 7/8 inches. So you have to see it to believe it.
Wow.
It's constantly shocking. Yeah.
Because I'm looking at it, and even on the screen, to me, it's like 4 by 3. I mean, that's a little bit of a smaller postcard size, which you think is a miniature, but this is really small, almost like a locket size, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and part of it is just that Garzoni was such an amazing artist, and she uses this almost pointillist technique, right? That you could blow up that image and make it a banner, and I think it would still read really well. But yeah, it's absolutely tiny. So yeah, miniatures were pretty common at this time. They were often used as gifts to exchange between people. And this really speaks to kind of the power of portraiture at this moment. Is on the one hand, sure, you might want a really big portrait to put up on your wall, but you also want to kind of remind people of you. And, you know, this is obviously a pre-internet age, pre-texting. And so if you send along an image of yourself, maybe to somebody at a different court, in a different country, they're reminded of you and they see your likeness. So that is pretty common both in kind of painted miniatures, but then also in bronzes, so bronze medals, which are obviously more durable than an image like ours. And it really, that trend kind of continues on for several centuries.
We were talking this morning with Alexandra Letvin. She's a curator for the exhibition Mobility and Exchange, 1600 to 1800. What other things did you bring then from the gallery that you were able to sort of take that theme and also look at it a different way?
Yeah, we have some amazing objects. So one is actually from our African collection, and it was made around kind of the end of the 15th, early 16th century, and it was made in West Africa, but for a Portuguese audience, and it is a gorgeous ivory salt cellar. So that kind of allows us to think about another moment of trade between Africa and Europe, where you have African artists really kind of adapting their own art forms to suit a European audience. So that's one type of story. Another is kind of more stories about materials. So we have a very beloved painting by Benjamin West, who is an American artist but works primarily in Europe, and it's a lovely small painting of a Polish general, but it's painted on mahogany wood, which is a very unusual choice. Usually an artist would paint on canvas or on a different type of wood that's more readily available, but this allows us to tell the story of the history of mahogany, which is a wood that was indigenous to Central and South America and then was imported to North America and Europe. So in this kind of small port image of a Polish general, we also have this material history that ties across the Atlantic.
How did you kind of put all these things together? Did you just kind of look in or talk to people and say, what do we have? Or you have sort of maybe a cross-reference filing system that you can kind of look for things that sort of fit into what you're trying to present?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, so we have a database, which is really helpful to kind of do searches of the collection. And we also have curatorial files that have some additional research and information. And I mean, I think I just started to ask myself that question, you know, if we just look at the works in our collection in a different way, you know, we're used to talking about works by saying, this is the artist, this is the subject. But what if we get rid of that for a minute and ask a different question? And we're really lucky at the Allen to have such a fantastic collection that it can tell these stories. So I'm really excited about that, too, just to think about how we can show our visitors that we can always be asking new questions of our collection and making it really relevant to our lives today.
Sounds great. And this exhibit's going on now, or is it opening up soon? What's the status of that right now?
It is. It is on now. So you can come on by and see this tiny, tiny portrait. And it's on view through August 2022.
I like the way you set up a mirror behind it, right? Because we have to see the front and the back. It's an important part to see the signatures and the words that are on the back as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah, one of the most stunning parts of the miniature is the reverse, because the artist signed it twice. And she signed it in Italian, but she also signed it in Amharic, which is an Ethiopian language, which you know, really speaks to this encounter that they had, and that she was really curious in the sitter and learning more about him and his origin.
That's good. So we appreciate your time this morning, Alexandra, sharing this information. And again, people can get out to the Allen Memorial Art Museum as well, and they can also go online to look at some of the different things in their collection just to get inspired. You know, with any museum, there's always these pieces that are there permanently that you want to come in. They're like your old friends when you see them, but it's always good to see something new and just kind of give a different way to look at stuff and then take things out of storage or out of the, you know, behind the scenes and bring them out for the public. So we appreciate the effort that you put into that, Alexandra. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Take
care. Have a good day. Alexandra Ledvin joining us this morning. She's a curator for the Allen Memorial Art Museum. Right now she's on a fellowship a couple of weeks in Arkansas looking at that. All the different museums coming in and kind of getting insight into what people have there.